Western allies come to the conflict zone. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. Canada's prime minister is the latest Western leader to visit Ukraine, Justin Trudeau, at a news conference in Kyiv.
We began our day today with a visit to Irpin, where I witnessed firsthand the brutality of Russia's illegal war, of neighborhoods battered, homes destroyed. But I also witnessed the resilience of Ukrainians as people rebuild, as people stood, even outnumbered, 8-1, to defend not just their homes, but the entire city behind them of Kyiv.
First Lady Jill Biden also making a surprise visit. Meanwhile, the U.S. has announced new sanctions against Russia for invading Ukraine. Hundreds of protesters converging on the Supreme Court today after a leaked draft opinion indicates the court is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. Some pro-choice demonstrators taking their message directly to the justices.
Last night, police on hand outside the nation's capital as protesters showed up outside the homes of Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Earlier, conservative Justice Clarence Thomas saying the court will not be bullied about making decisions. The addresses of some conservative justices posted online by pro-choice groups. Google later took down one map on a website saying it violated company policy.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to vote on legislation this week to codify abortion access, but the measure is all but certain to fail.
So it is important right now that we get every senator on the record. Do you support a woman's right to make decisions over their own body, or do you think that the government should be in charge? Because this is soon not going to be about state legislatures. Pretty soon, this is going to be an effort to pass a federal ban everywhere on abortions in this country.
Senate Democrat Chris Murphy on Fox News Sunday, the legislation would need 10 Republican votes to advance. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Drivers are getting tired of hearing this.
Gasoline prices have turned upward again, this time a jump of 15 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks to $4.38 per gallon.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg tracks prices across the continental U.S.
The low average in this sample is Tulsa at $3.80. The high is San Francisco Bay, $5.85. Minneapolis is $4.04. Philadelphia, $4.54. And Las Vegas is $5.10 a gallon.
Lundberg says the price of gas is $1.36 higher than this time last year. New York's governor tests positive for COVID-19. Democrat Kathy Hochul on Twitter writing she's vaccinated and boosted and asymptomatic. Hochul's positive test comes as COVID-19 cases are on the rise in New York. Nationwide, the U.S. is approaching 1 million COVID-19 deaths. Google gears up for its annual developer conference.
Google will hold its I.O. event this week when it welcomes developers to hear and try exclusive new technology and ideas from the internet giant. Google is expected to hold more talks aimed at those who develop apps for its Android mobile operating system. This year's I.O. event is being conducted 100% virtually, just like last year's event, though this year they will take questions, something they didn't do at last year's conference. The event was not held in 2020 due to the pandemic. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A super debut at the box office.
I always suspected this day would come. Because you always suspected this day would come.
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness grossing an estimated $185 million for the biggest opener of the year. The superhero sequel left the competition far behind in the dust. The animated film The Bad Guys finishing a distant second, earning $9.8 million. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 coming in third place with $6.2 million. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.